You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Hannah.
And I'm Elizabeth.
Yeah, so, you know, it's Tuesday, right?
It's really cold, really windy.
It's not that cold. It's
but
windy.
Sunny. It's a sunny Tuesday.
Better than yesterday.
Guys, power went out yesterday, and I got out of lecture. It was a great day.
That is very nice. I was in my gov class. The power went out. We continued gov class. But no, I like it, so it was okay.
Is that because there's windows in gov?
I mean, it was light. I think he was just like, okay, we'll have a discussion-based class today.
Oh, yeah. I was in a little tin can with no windows. So when the power went out, it was pitch
black. Oh, so it was
black.
Actually really dark. Okay.
Yeah. Like, so no. Professor, like, turned his flashlight on. He was like, okay, guys, you get to go now. Which was nice.
A flashlight.
But I still had my calc exam. Tragic.
Tragic. Okay. Should we start with our first song?
Yeah, let's hear some music. That's what you're here for anyway.
That is true. Okay. So we have our first two songs. Should we tell them what they're called now or wait?
Give me
a surprise.
Nah, we're going to wait. It's going to be a surprise.
It's going to be a surprise. Okay. Okay, let's go.
And we're slow to acknowledge the knots in our laces, all it races. And we go back to where we moved out to the places, all it races.
Like little splinters. Tonight, I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive. And the world, I'm turning inside out. I'm floating around in ecstasy.
Hey guys, so that was Heart It Races, the Dr. Dog version by Dr. Dog, and Don't Stop Me Now from Queen. So that first song, Heart It Races, I was thinking of songs to put in the show, and I was like, oh, Heart It Races, like, is that what that song is called? That's a good song. And I was looking it up, and apparently this is like the cover version. There's actually, this isn't even the real version, which I didn't know because this was the only song I knew. The real version's kind of interesting. I don't know. You could check it out, but yeah.
Don't Stop Me Now. I was reading all the hype about, what was it, the Grammys or the Oscars? What just happened? Where they get the awards for their movies. Is that the Oscars?
I have no idea.
I think it's the Oscars.
I saw it in Lower for like a little bit, but
But you know, Rami Malek. Like,
oh, yes, I saw that.
Won all his stuff for Bohemian Rhapsody, and I was like, Queen, let's play a Queen song.
Oh, so, yes.
There you go. Don't Stop Me Now.
That's a good song.
Do you know Rami Malek like fell off the stage?
I saw
after
that.
After he got his award.
I saw that. Do you know what the deal? I saw that on like BuzzFeed video things about it.
Yeah, because it was called like the most embarrassing Oscar of like history. I felt kind of bad because he's cute and he deserved it. So.
Aww.
Oh well, but there you have it. Queen song.
It's a good song. That song reminds me of my sister Em. We have at the library near my house at home. She'll go to the library, take out like a bunch of CDs. So one of the CDs she took out was a Queen album, and she downloads them on the computer, gets them into her like iTunes account, and then just has all these free albums.
I'm pretty sure that's illegal.
I don't know if it's legal.
Whoever's listening to this show is gonna go bust your sister.
So let's say that was, you know, don't bust her. I didn't really give you enough information, so hopefully it's fine. But yeah, maybe that's not totally legal. Anyway,
before we bust anyone else, let's go to your next song.
Okay, ready? Let's go. Hey guys, that was Animal by Mike Snow. Actually, there's two I's, so it's Mike Snow. So that song, that was one of my choices. I heard it at Ergathon the other day.
Ergathon?
I was, you know, sitting in lower, watching Elizabeth Erg.
Erg, for those that don't know, is when you row on a land rowing machine. We call it erging. Nobody seems to know what that means except for rowing people.
I know what it is.
Well, yeah, you know, she does because she's...
Because I...
You know, like, practically part of the crew team, but
oh
not really.
Oh, my God.
So. I mean, she erged, though. Actually, you got on the swingulator.
I did.
She put about 1,000 meters onto the swingulator.
I think that's a substantial amount of meters.
It was very good.
Oh, yes.
She should be proud.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Well,
guys, we know that this is the highlight of our show. We have a couple PSAs that we have to read off. Do we have a good one coming up?
Yeah, we're going to read one about volunteering.
Oh,
from the American Red Cross.
Oh, volunteering is amazing.
All right, here you go. A home fire can strike anywhere, anytime, devastating families, but we can change that. The American Red Cross is working to reduce the number of fire deaths and injuries in our community. Working with volunteers, we are visiting homes to install smoke alarms, replace smoke alarm batteries, and help families develop an escape plan. We can't do it without your help. Join the fire prevention campaign. Visit redcross.org to volunteer today.
There sweet. You go. Sweet.
All right. Hannah's going to read one about the appeal of blood donation.
Oh, this one right here?
Yeah.
Okay. The need for blood is constant, and sometimes that becomes critical. From accident victims and cancer patients to premature babies and those with blood disorders, hospital patients rely on all of us to make sure that blood is on the shelves and ready to help. That's why the American Red Cross needs you. Make an appointment to give blood today by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org. Your one blood donation can help save up to 3 lives. Oh. Wow. Sweet.
Have you ever donated blood?
No. I kind of want to. I think they had it in my high school, but like you have to be a certain age and I wasn't.
Yeah. I did it once here. It was
Oh yeah, I remember that.
It was strange. I felt really weird for a while.
Really?
But it was good.
Like kind of lightheaded?
Yeah, but they give you really good snacks, so I definitely...
Oh my God.
And it helps a lot of people, as you heard, so
yeah, up to 3 whole lives.
Okay.
That's a nice amount of lives. Oh, we're going back to the show now? Okay, so we have 2 songs.
You're going to guess what they're called.
You can guess what they're called.
And then we're going to tell you after you hear them.
Okay,
you're in for a surprise with the names.
Oh, it's a trick. Well, it's not a trick. You will hear eventually, but
yeah.
Get excited.
Brolin.
I'm telling Charlie Murphy I was having too much fun.
Did you guys guess?
You guys got it? I don't know.
We should just tell them.
We should probably just tell them.
All right. Both were called Valerie, if you didn't know. First was Valerie by Rah Rah Riot. Second was Valerie version remastered by Mark Ronson and Amy. Can't read that.
Amy me. Winehouse?
Yep. Sorry, I'm a little far away.
No, it's okay. You're good. Yes, those were two.
And we just thought it was funny to put two Valeries.
Elizabeth was really into putting two Valeries.
Like, yes, they have to go next to each other. I actually found a third one.
Third, it's a completely different song. Completely different.
But I didn't really like it, so we didn't put it in.
Well, let's see. We were also thinking that, like, if we put the third one in, and could we create an entire show of just Valeries? Do you think that's possible?
I think it could happen. If we did enough research.
Is it like a really popular name for a song?
I mean, it must be. I've already found three and I wasn't looking that hard, so.
Okay.
I'm sure there's more out there.
Maybe. Well, okay, so we read two PSAs to you guys last round. We have to read some more. Unfortunately, or fortunately, if you like listening to PSAs.
You guys are going to get three facts about hepatitis C.
Yes.
All right, three facts you should know about hepatitis C. One, hepatitis C is a leading cause of liver cancer. Two, hepatitis C testing is not part of routine blood work.
Oh.
Three, millions of Americans have hepatitis C, but most don't know it.
Hmm.
The disease often has no symptoms. Talk to your doctor. Early detection can save lives.
Sweet. That's exciting stuff.
There you have it, guys. Those are your PSAs for the hour.
Yay. Well, I guess we're going to go on to the next song then.
We'll be right back.
Okay, guys, so that was, let's see, Put a Light On from the Generationals and Under the Bridge from Red Hot Chili Peppers. First song, Put a Light On, that's from Hemick City. And Generationals, I don't really know them. I just kind of know that song, but it took me like a really long time to type it into the computer because I was like, Generationalists, but it's just Generationals. And Under the Bridge, you know, that's our, you know, weekly Red Hot Chili Peppers song.
Your weekly dose of the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Weekly dose. I think that's a classic one.
I know that really good. From my high school chem lab. It was always,
high school chem lab.
Always on the radio during high school chem lab.
You had music in your chem lab?
Yeah, our lab teacher, I almost said professor, it's a teacher.
Back in the day.
Our lab teacher was the football coach. Like, he was a really cool dude.
Okay.
And he played the radio during our labs. Like, not when he was teaching, obviously.
Just during lab.
But during, like, when we were just working at the lab, he put the radio on. And I swear to God, Under the Bridge came on every single lab.
Aww.
Like, clockwork. But, yeah.
That's cute, though. Aww. Chem lab. That was a rough time.
I thoroughly enjoy chem lab, well, but
being the chem major that you are,
mm-hmm.
I mean, okay, it wasn't that bad. I had Dr. Mattis as my chem teacher.
Your doctor?
Yes, Dr. Mattis.
So he practically was a professor.
I think he worked at like Hunter College.
Oh, there you have
I it. Might have made that up with something. No, cool. He was really cool. Shout out to Dr. Mattis. Okay, ready guys for the next batch? Let's go.
Oh.
Oh, she can't wait for what I can give. She knows what I am, but she won't believe me. Is it all okay? Will I come off the like this? I can't believe it. It's always like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this. Happening now, and it's always been like this, 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 like this.
Hey guys. So let's see. That was Always Like This from the Bombay Bicycle Club and The Walker from Fits and the Tantrums. The first one, that was one of my picks, just like a, you know, solid song. The second one,
Fits and the Tantrums, you can always count on them for a really solid jam.
They were here last week, right?
2 weeks ago? Last week? Maybe last week. I think one it was last
shows.
Week.
One of the shows.
Fool, Fizz in the Tantrum. This was The Walker.
This is The Walker. Tantrum. I think this was one of the first songs. My sister and I were really into this song. I think it was like the first song that I added to my Apple Music playlist back when Apple Music was free.
Guys, this was on my iPod back when I had an iPod.
Back when iPods were a thing.
It was like that tiny, tiny little like...
Wait, the shuffle?
No, it had a screen. Okay. That you'd like touch. I don't know, but this was on my iPod. Nice. Courtesy iTunes, yeah.
Nice. I think... I had a shuffle. I think the first thing that I had was like Hannah Montana.
Oh dear!
I didn't even watch the show. Like I just
I watched it religiously.
Oh no!
I was really into Hannah Montana.
Interesting. People were always like, "You're Hannah. Your name is Hannah, like Hannah Montana," and I was like, "I don't even know who that is." But whatever. Okay, let's see. Should we go into our next song?
Yeah.
Okay, the next one is "All the Little Lights" from Passenger.
I think it's a very pretty song.
Okay. I haven't really heard this. I heard it the one time when we were picking songs, but I don't remember.
It's very, very chill.
Okay, chill? Very okay. And the one after that is 99 Luftballons. Classic.
It's
okay.
In German.
Oh, wow, German. Okay. Get ready, guys.
Stop in Edinburgh. One went out in an English park. One went out in a nightclub when I was 15. Little lights in my heart. One went out when I lied to my mother. Said the cigarette she found were not mine. One went out within me. I smoke like a chimney. It's getting dark in this heart of mine. It's getting dark in this heart of mine. We're born with millions of little lights shining in the dark. And they show us the way. One lights up every time you feel love in your heart. One dies when it moves away. Streets of Manchester. One went out in an airport in Spain. One went out, I've no doubt, when I grew up and moved out at the place where the boy used to play. One went out when Uncle Ben got his tumor. We used to fish and I fish no more. Though we will not return. I know one still burns on a fishing boat of the New Jersey shore. On a fishing boat of the New Jersey shore. We're born with millions of little lights shining in the dark. And they show us the way. One lights up every time we feel love in our hearts. One dies when it moves away. We're born with millions. Little lights shining in our hearts. And we die along the way. Till we're old and we're cold. And we're lying in the dark. Cause they'll all burn out one day. They'll all burn out one day. Oh, they'll all burn out.
Okay, guys. That was All the Lights. And okay, apparently I said it wrong last time.
She did not say it wrong. She just said it in English.
Oh, no.
99 Luftballons, 99 Balloons. However you want to say it.
Okay, okay, it's okay. There. It's a good song.
I take German.
Yep.
By the way, just throw that out there.
Just heads up. She doesn't, yeah, she knows German.
I know very minimal German. She's fluent. German.
Completely fluent.
If I was fluent, I wouldn't be in this class.
That song, actually, my sister and I would play Just Dance when... Just Dance. I miss that so much. If I had like a Wii right now, if anyone has a Wii and wants to let me play Just Dance on it.
That's all I want to do. Just Dance, let me know. And Mario Kart.
Yes.
Also a lot of fun.
Yes. But we used to dance to this song on Just Dance. I don't remember which disc it's on, but that's how I first heard about it.
What kind of dance moves do you do to that song?
I don't know. I know when it like kind of goes to the slow part, it's like, and you kind of like go out. And then when it gets intense, you start sort of jumping a little bit. I don't really remember, it was a good dance.
I distinctly remember dancing to that song, like, Under My Umbrella.
Under My Umbrella.
Yeah, that one. For some reason, I really remember that dance. I don't know why. It had, like, you swung your arm around.
Oh, there was an umbrella.
Like, yeah, it was like you were holding an umbrella.
Yes.
Those were good times.
Those were such good times.
Yeah, if anyone has Just Dance, let me know. I'd like to play again.
That would be nice.
Yes, please.
I thought about bringing it after winter break and going around to people and being like, hi, can I borrow your Wii? I didn't.
Just bring the Wii at that point.
Just bring a Wii, bring a TV.
No, we can hook up to the one in the common room, can't we? Isn't that a thing?
Oh, someone did that, I think.
Yes, I saw people playing Mario Kart in the common room once.
Oh, okay, we'll do that.
All right, catch us in roof common room.
playing Just Dance. Yeah, we should totally, that would be so fun. We should totally do that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
All right. One more song for you guys before we call it a day.
Aww.
You're going to hear Coloring Outside the Lines by the Mr. Wives. You guys are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is our show, License to Chill, with your hosts, Elizabeth.
And Hannah. That sounded weird. That was a weird way to say my name. It's Hannah.
Have a great rest of your Tuesday, guys.
Yeah, nice Tuesday. Also, before we leave, the song Coloring Outside the Lines by the Mr. Wives, kind of random story, but I distinctly remember I was shopping in Forever 21 and I heard this song come on.
Oh, dear.
And I was like, this is a great song. I need to know what it is. So, you know, I whipped out Shazam and it was the Mr. Wives and it was that other popular song that they have. What's it called? It's really catchy. It's like probably one of their most popular ones. It's like not Coloring Outside the Lines, but it's like...
I would tell you if my laptop was loading.
Oh, wow. So this is just like awkward. We're waiting. Okay, maybe I'll... Awkward waiting for it.
We're in the basement of a building on campus, so our Wi-Fi is subpar.
Oh, it's our own house.
I've never heard that song.
It's really good.
Maybe
it's
next
like
week.
Very like empowering. I don't know. I liked it. That was one of my second Apple Music songs back when Apple Music was free. Okay. Anyway,
someone's a little salty about the Apple Music price.
I mean, I have Spotify now. I'm feeling good, but you know, it was a rough time back in the day. Okay. Anyway, we're gonna end our show now. Hope you guys have a nice rest of your day.
Yeah. See you guys next week.
See you next week.